Let's see, a container that you could put cut flowers in inside the house. What would you call it?
Vase.
All right. Would you ever grow flowers in a vase?
Mm-mm.
What would you grow in there?
Pot.
Would you ever keep a pot inside?
Yeah.
All right. Would y'all like something to drink? Would you like coke or what?
Coke. That sounds fine to me.
What do you have? Coffee or cocoa?
Coke's fine.
No, what do you want?
I don't want
Don't go any trouble.
Not sure.
All right. I guess you're on vacation now?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have summer school or anything like that?
Yeah, they do, but I don't have to go.
Take it easy. Okay. What about utensils that you would eat with?
Silver?
Yeah. And the individual pieces.
Fork, spoon, knife.
Okay, and the plural of knife, you would say you've got a set of
knives.
After you eat, what do you do to the dishes?
You have a dishwasher.
Say if you don't have a dishwasher, what would you do?
Hand wash them.
Okay. And say if your mother's doing this, after she got through washing them, you say she does what to get the soap off?
Rinses them.
Alright. When she washes them, used to before she got her dryer. Did she ever use any kind of cloth or rag when she was washing? Have you ever seen people, you know, that use something like that? Kind of loosen the food particles and stuff like that when they're washing?
Oh, yeah. Or a sponge or something?
Yeah. What would you call that rag or cloth?
Just a rag.
Okay. What about the one that you would use when you're drying? Any special name for it?
Dish towel.
Okay. And something like that, except it would be what you would use if you were taking a bath to bathe your face.
Bath towel?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Bath rag?
Okay. And the big one that you
got. That's the bath towel.
That's the bath towel. Say, in the kitchen, the place, the thing over the sink that water comes out of, how do you call that?
Faucet?
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what if it's the thing out in the yard?
Where
you could hook up a hose. Turn the water.
I don't know what you could call it.
Would you call that a faucet? Or would it be a hydrant?
I guess a hydrant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you use a different word for, you know, a portable water container? That's usually something that you can mash in and the water will come out. Would that be a hydrant, a faucet, or something different? There's no name for it?
Mm-mm, not really.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the word spigot or spigot?
Mm.
Not familiar with that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, this word, say if it's the wintertime and it gets real cold, you might say, well, it got so cold last night that the pipes didn't
burst.
Okay. All right. What would you call a great big thing that used to a lot of, you could put a lot of flour in it, like baking flour, and a wooden stage, you know, great big thing. You hear about people going over Niagara Falls in one of these things. They get inside that thing and they nail the top shut.
Barrel?
Sure, yeah, okay. You ever heard of anything that was like a barrel except smaller? You used to pack neighbors in? No, thank you, ma'am.
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay, or maybe gunpowder? Okay. How would you say KEG?
Keg?
Yeah. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, I'm part of a keg.
Okay. Do you associate it with anything coming in it, or that thing's a keg?
Well, I've heard it different, man. Keg of beer.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's the only I've heard of.
Sure, okay. But those things aren't made out of wood, are
they? I've never seen them. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Say if a person wanted to buy a fair amount of molasses, several gallons, any idea what they would come in?